It's the Naked Scientist with Chris, Dave and Kat. And we're taking your science questions. Sam in Hitchin got in touch and said, is the Earth getting heavier due to plant growth on it, with photosynthesis converting energy into mass? And if so, does this affect the Earth's spin? Well, we have actually looked at this in the past, and the answer is actually yes, because E equals mc squared, Einstein's famous equation, E energy equals m mass times c, the speed of light, squared. So if you increase the energy in a system, then the mass must also increase. The Sun is adding energy to the Earth's system in the form of chemical energy, which comes in as light and is converted into chemical energy by photosynthesis. Therefore, the Earth is gaining a little bit of weight in the form of the entrapment of that energy as plant chemistry. But compared with the 40,000 tonnes of dust and stuff that rains in on Earth from space every year, it's probably quite literally a drop in the ocean.
And wouldn't we be losing some by heat as well? Kind of losing some of that energy as plants decompose? And
well, there's probably a net income event. Well, there's probably a net influx of energy. It's all in balance because the Earth's temperature isn't going up or down dramatically, a little bit. But I think, on the whole, the Earth is gaining a bit of weight in plants in the biosphere because of the energy income from the Sun, I would say. Also got a question from Andy in Seattle, and he says, well, it's a comment actually in relation to your dinosaur story, Kat. He says, while I agree that the news about the reduced species of dinosaurs is a disappointment, this news demonstrates that science, particularly that which focuses on the planet's past, is always correcting itself and progressing. One wishes that creationists would be rigorous too.
Ooh.